This is CBSI in the World with Merrick Kissel, Executive Vice President, Stevens Incorporated, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State. I read from the Diplomat headline, Vietnam eyes pragmatic gains from the Indo-Pacific Economic Framework. Last month, President Biden, in May, announced the long-awaited establishment of the Indo-Pacific Economic Framework, which aims to dial up Washington's economic engagement with its Indo-Pacific allies and partners. Mary, is this the Trans-Pacific Partnership that was rejected in 2016? Is this an answer to the aggression of the People's Republic of China?
No and no, John. The Trans-Pacific Partnership was a formal trade agreement that the United States withdrew from, but the other members pressed ahead and signed. Indo-Pacific Partnership, or rather Indo-Pacific Economic Framework for Prosperity, if I should use the term, is a collection of 12 partners that the White House says represents 40% of world GDP. It's a promise to work together on things like standards for data flows, for instance, hardening supply chains and the like. It's not a formal trade pact. It doesn't have immediate results. Is it a good thing that 12 nations share a common commitment to increasing trade between friends? Is that a good thing? Absolutely, yes. It's a great thing. But you actually don't need these agreements, really, to increase trade flows. These nations could unilaterally, and we could unilaterally, open up our markets to each other, make ourselves more attractive to inward investment. I think this is a good step, but I'm not sure that we're going to see any real results from it anytime soon.
I mentioned the aggression because it's come again for provocations against Australia, the reckless endangerment of a surveillance aircraft by a warplane from the People's Republic of China, the shaking of hands between the Prime Minister of New Zealand, Jacinda Ardern, and the new Prime Minister of Australia, Anthony Albanese, and the PRC's claim that it possesses the South China Sea, this following something we talked about recently, which was the embassy of the foreign minister of the People's Republic of China, Wang Yi, to travel to the Solomon Islands and other islands in Oceania. China is very aggressive. Is the Biden administration answering it in kind diplomatically? Is that what the this Indo-Pacific Economic Framework is meant to be, an answer to the PRC aggression?
Well, I think it's partially an answer to that. Partners and allies in Asia Pacific want to be more engaged with the United States. We're constantly hearing that they would prefer, for instance, to deal with American companies than communist-backed companies. We are very good stewards of the environment. We're ethical. There are just many, many advantages that American companies have over their Chinese counterparts, just inherently. We don't also want to compete in the same way that China does. We're not going to throw U.S. taxpayer money into projects that don't make a return, but the CCP can do that because it seizes its citizens' capital, because it keeps Chinese capital inside China and then recycles it in the state-owned banks, which then go out and make unprofitable commitments to infrastructure projects in the region. We don't want to do that. We shouldn't do that. But really, Chinese aggression does more than any U.S. diplomacy ever could. I mean, these nations of the region are waking up and realizing that they need to band together if they don't want to live in a region dominated by a totalitarian regime. They don't want that. We don't want that. So, again, it's a fantastic opportunity for this U.S. administration to take advantage of the moment and to tie these nations more closely to us and to think creatively about how to get the U.S. private sector involved in the effort first and foremost.
War fighting doesn't resolve conflict. Buzzing aircraft doesn't resolve conflict. Diplomacy resolves conflict. We've got famine in the Indo-Pacific. We've got famine in the Mediterranean basin. We have aggression in the South China Sea. The answer is not obvious. Merrick Kissel, Executive Vice President, Stevens Incorporated, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.